7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's not bad out. You know, it's a little bit on the cool side, but it's not cold. It's not raining. So we've had a whole weekend with beautiful gardening weather. Perfect. It's going to warm up. It's going to be a beautiful day. And if you're up and about today, we are broadcasting live from Lake Street Gardens in Salem, New Hampshire. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And they have a farmer's market here that's going to start at 1, from 1 o'clock until 5. So if you want some fresh produce and all kinds of things, come on down and you'll have a great day. The color has finally arrived. And if you want to jazz up your yard and make it look nice, flowering cherries, either your standard upright growing varieties or your weeping varieties, are all in bud and bloom right now, pinks and whites, flowering pear, and they've got some very unique magnolias. If you're looking for something out of the traditional white or that pinky lavender, they've got some dark, dark purple and some yellow, and I mean absolutely golden yellow. So come on down, say hello. We'd love to see you. Their perennials are up and really exciting at this time of the year. Mother's Day is next week. Great time to get a tree for mom or a shrub. And one of the shrubs that they have, and they're very limited, is the Mayflower Viburnum. Now, if mom likes something that smells great, this is a plant that's incredible. Now, when you think of the springtime, you've got tulips and daffodils. Hyacinth is the Cadillac for fragrance. Well, this Mayflower Viburnum is the Cadillac of fragrant plants. And it will give lilacs a run for their money. It's a plant that will grow up 6-7 feet tall. You can prune it to control the size. But it is absolutely a wonderful, and I mean a wonderful, flowering plant with snowball-sized blooms, white with a pink center, but the fragrance is incredible. And there's a lot of new hybrids, but I'll tell you, this Mayflower Viburnum is the Cadillac of all of them, and it's one of the original varieties. If we can help you and you have a gardening question, the number to call is 800-259-9231, and we're going to work together so that you can have a great gardening season. It's late. We're about between 2 and 3 weeks behind last year. Last year was real, real early. But the weather's cool, which is good if you have flowering plants, because the cool weather slows down the opening of the flowers, and it keeps the flowers in bloom longer. So that's a good thing. You'll have a longer blooming time on everything that flowers. It's slow to motivate the early to mid-season plants, but the plants that we've been waiting for, your forsythia, your weeping, your upright cherries, are perfect right now. And when the temperatures stay in the 40s and 50s, especially in the evening, that will extend their life and make them bloom longer. On the other hand, you want to get started, and you can. Plants like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, onions, lettuce, spinach can all be put in the garden right now. Things like tomatoes and peppers, hold off. It's still early. You know, we're not even April. We're not even May yet. I mean, we're close to it. But you want to hold back another couple of weeks until everything settles. My grandfather told me many, many years ago, he would plant according to the oak trees. And when the oak trees where you live starts to make a leaf, and the leaf is the size of your little finger, the size of your little finger, then it's safe from his many years of gardening. It was safe to plant, and you were usually frost-free. So look at your oak trees. A lot of them still haven't even come close to making that leaf yet. So hold back on your tender plants, on your tomatoes, on your peppers, squash, cucumbers. If the nights get cold, what happens is sometimes, even on tomatoes, you will see it more than anything else. But the stems, when you buy them, are nice and green. If they get chilled, the stems will start to turn red or purple. And when that happens, it's setting the plant back. So you're thinking, well, I'll get a jump, I'll get a little head start on the season. When those stems start to change color from green to red or purple, you've actually been set back a week or two. So hold off. If you have them, put them outside during the day. Bring them in, put them in your garage and your tool shed at night, but they're not quite ready. Your cold weather crops, they'll do beautiful. They can be planted, and that will work good for you. But the one thing you've got to do this week, and you don't have a lot of time left, is if you had crabgrass, you need to get the crabgrass preventer down now. If you have forsythia where you live, it's in full bloom, and when those flower petals begin to fall, it's an indication that the soil has warmed up enough that the crabgrass is going to start to germinate. And if the product is not down, change from a powder to a liquid with either rainfall or your sprinkler, creating a barrier or a skin on the ground, the crabgrass seed will germinate. It will begin to grow, and then you'll have a problem. So if you have a four-step program, you've got to get step one down right now. That's the most important thing for this week. Get the crabgrass preventers on your ground. It will kill the crabgrass seed. It will motivate the grass that's there. It will get it to grow. It will make it active. It will stimulate the root system. It will stimulate the little shoots, the runners that come out of the grass to make it thicker, to make it fuller. So don't get discouraged. I know a lot of you are because you haven't been able to get out in the yard due to the temperatures and due to the weather. It's time. Get out to the garden centers. Get your plants. But just pull back a little bit on your warmer plants. You cannot put impatiens out now. It's just too cold. Geraniums, if you put them out and they get chilled, they're going to be set back. And like the tomato plants, your geraniums are going to turn purple. So hold off. It's just Mother Nature is not ready yet. And you can see that. Last year, at this time, where I live in Maine, I have a weeping snow fountain cherry. And last year, at this time, it was all done blooming. This year, it went into full bloom yesterday. So about 3 weeks behind. Absolutely 3 weeks behind. at my home. And this morning, coming down to Salem, to Lake Street Gardens, as I came over the bridge in Maine to go into New Hampshire, I got excited because on the side of the road were dandelions. I never thought I'd be excited about seeing dandelions, but around my home in Kennebunk, Maine, there's no dandelions in bloom. When I came over the bridge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the dandelions are in bloom, and that, for me, was a sign that spring is getting here. So, think positive. Get out in the yard. Let's get those beds cleaned, weeded, cultivated. Feed your shrubs. Feed your perennials. Get the lawn going, because the time is here. And with Mother's Day coming next week, if you need some help for suggestions for plants, for mom, for grandmom, call 800-259-9231. Talk to Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll make your yard beautiful.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How is your spring? Are you starting to warm up in Minnesota, or is it still cold like it is here in New England?
It's hot and cold, it's warm and rainy, and all those lovely things that happen in springtime. We actually had a little snow this last Wednesday. It was minute, but it was there.
Yeah, we had, last week we had some scattered snow flurries here and there throughout New England. I mean, it's the spring that just will not let go of that cold weather. But, you know, hopefully, May is here or just about here. It's going to be, things are going to change.
So
we have to start thinking positive, Don.
Agreed.
Just like you and I thinking positive about our respective ball teams.
We'll try. We'll do our best to think positively about that.
About 2 weeks ago, this man came up to me and he said, Paul, you have to look at it this way. Spring this year is very slow in coming. It's like the Red Sox. It's like the Twins. They don't quite think it's ready yet to start to play for real.
We'll go with that. Hopefully things will change.
Yes. Who do we have up first this morning, Don?
Up first, we have Ted from Maine, who has a question about seedlings and slugs.
Okay, thank you. Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. First time for me, the first caller.
Great.
Quick questions I've been wanting to ask you for weeks. I've had my own little garden here going in the house for over a month with seedlings, vegetable stuff I have never done before. And I got to, if it's not too late, I've got to replant these Brussels sprout seeds that I got, little tiny things, and I didn't use the right soil, and I want to see if I can try it over. And I'm wondering if it's too late now to start seedlings indoors for Brussels sprouts. And the other question, last summer I had a terrible, terrible problem with slugs attacking and killing the squash of vines just after they get out of the ground. And I tried all kinds of things. They did work, but they weren't fail-safe. I did use the beer thing on the mug, and the thing was over full the following morning. It was just something. Do you think beach sand, an actual band of broad band of just regular beach sand around the plants might work. I don't think they'd like traveling on that, but I want to know what you think. So those are two questions. Too late to plant Brussels sprout seedlings indoors, and the other thing on the slugs.
Okay. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, and kale. Those are plants that if you can get them in the ground early, this time of the year, while the temperatures are still cool, they will do much better for you because they like the cool weather. They'll get rooted into your gardens. They'll be ahead of the game. People that buy seedlings for those particular plants, and they're known as cool weather crops. When they're planted in June, you end up with a plant that does not produce as much. Your head of cauliflower will be smaller. You'll have less Brussels sprouts. You'll have fewer shoots from your broccoli. So it's a good question. It's very timely. And what I would suggest that you do, Ted, is for this year, you're going to have to buy the plants already started, because your plants right now should be in the 2 to 3 inch height. And I think if you start them by seed, they're not going to be that size for a month, maybe even a little bit longer, which means that you're not going to put them out in the garden until June. And by then, the heat gets going, and if the plant is not established in the ground, you're not going to have the reward for all of your efforts. So if you're trying to do cold weather crops now, buy them already started. Okay? Lettuce is not a problem. Spinach is not a problem. Peas you can still plant. But those particular plants, it really is too late. Now, if you want to try and avoid slugs, they need something sharp. And if you want to put down a barrier around your plants, what you want is something called diatomaceous earth. And diatomaceous earth is what they put in the swimming pool filter. Feels like baby powder to you. And when the slug goes across it, it's like he's sliding on razor blades. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The sun is up, the sky's blue. Make yourself some coffee, take a quick look at the Sunday paper, and then get out to your local garden center, and let's start planting that garden. Beautiful pansies can still be put out now, and you can start to think about the vegetable garden. Things can be put in there. Seeds can be started. And if you like bulbs, you can start some of your bulbs inside. Things like tuberous begonias, dahlias, cannas, calla lilies. You can start those now. So all you need is some old pots that you've got kicking around the yard, a nice potting soil, and get them started. And you can keep them in the house where it's going to stay warm all the time. And when you get ready to put them out in the yard in 2 or 3 weeks when things have really warmed up, you're going to be ahead of the game. So get down to your garden center, get your seedlings started, and it's going to help you to get motivated. It will. 800-259-9231. We were talking with Ted about slugs. If you want something safe for your pets, safe for your kids or grandkids, there's a bait called Sluggo and Sluggo Plus. And this is made of iron phosphate. It's a safe product. It's not poison. There's no skull and crossbones on it. The old-fashioned slug baits were formaldehyde. Wicked, wicked, poisonous. So look for Sluggo or Sluggo Plus, and it will take care of those slugs. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barry from Maine, who has a question about roses.
Barry from Maine, good morning. How are your roses today?
Good morning, Paul. We are in trouble in Portland, I'll tell you. We are in trouble. We bought, I have two questions for you. We bought 7 tree roses in 3-gallon pots from a box store.
Uh-oh.
Brought them home. I took one out. It is solid peat. It had no root system. So I planted it very fast. The others dug a hole and put the whole pot in the ground. So I would like to know how, and just put compost on the top and watered them in because I didn't know what to do. And I still don't know how to feed them or whatever. I have no idea.
Now, the roses that you bought, Barry, there's no shoots or any growth coming on them, right?
Yes, but there is.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Okay.
A little.
Now, the thing that you've got to do, the first thing is you've got to get the pots off the plant. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to dig them out of the ground. And roses that are being sold now, traditionally, I bought from the West Coast where they're grown, and they're shipped to your local nursery bare root during March with no buds opening on them. And then the nurseries will pot them, leave them outside. The roots will begin to form, and slowly the plant will activate. Because you bought them at the box store, and the people at the box stores have no idea what they're doing, they probably kept them warm. So they started to sprout, and there's no roots on them yet. So what you need to do, Barry, is you need to get them first, is get them out of that pot. Redig your hole, put a good shovel full or more of compost in that ground, and to activate the root system, I want you to get Mycorrhiza. There's a company called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It's a liquid mycorrhiza. And this is the new technology for gardening, and I've been harping on this for the last 3 or 4 years. But this mycorrhiza is a microbe, and it will double the size of your root system every single year. It replaces the use of phosphorus in your garden. And phosphorus, if you use a lot of it and you live near water, it will make algae bloom in your lake, in your pond, in rivers and streams. So this is a way to get away from using phosphorus to keep your waters cleaner, but it will stimulate root development like you cannot believe. Do that. Now, roses, on the other hand, really, really love water. And once they get rooted and they start to grow, roses require 3 to 5 gallons per week during June, July, August, and September. So one thing that you can do at the time of planting, get a product called Soil Moist. You're going to put a teaspoon in the hole, no more than a teaspoon, working with your soil. And that teaspoon will expand 200 times in the ground like little sponges, and it resembles jello. It will last around your roses for 3 years. And it will hold the moisture there. So I want you to do that. So put your compost, get some mycorrhiza, and get some soil moist. And your roses will be fine. Okay? And keep them wet. So hopefully the weather will stay above freezing. And if you see, Barry, that the weather's going to get very cold. I mean, this morning when I got up, it was 37 degrees at my house in Kennebunk. So it was cold. Things are warming up. Just watch the forecast. And if they call for temperatures below freezing, what you may want to think about, if you've got a couple of inches of new growth on your roses, you may want to think about putting something over them. A plastic bag, a pot, or something, you know, a towel, something to keep the frost from hitting that new growth, and you'll be okay. Give that a shot, Barry. You'll be fine. After all, you live in Maine. You have to adapt to the weather, like I have. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jane from Cape Cod, who has a special request.
Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you this morning?
Hello?
Yes, good morning. Good morning. How can we help you? Are you there? Jane?
I believe she
Hello, Jane.
We will have the next caller up here. This is Amber from Chester, New Hampshire, who has a question about leeks and tomatoes.
Okay. Amber, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a couple of questions. One of them, I followed your directions exact for leeks, and I had started them indoors, and, you know, when they got to so many inches, I cut them, and so many inches again, and I've cut them again. They're not the diameter of a Q-tip stem, you were saying, but they're spindly, put it that way. So a couple of things. I'm wondering, number one, when I can put them out and if I have to worry about companion planting or anything like that. And the other one is my tomatoes. I thought that I was going to start them early, but I recall you saying something about starting them, you know, 6 to 8 weeks beforehand. And that brought me to, I thought, you know, if it's the first week in June, that brought me to last week. So I started seedlings last week. I don't know if it's too late for tomatoes as well.
Well, tomatoes come up fast. You may be a little late. But if you're going to put them out the 1st of June, you've got all of May. So you've only got 4 weeks. But tomatoes really do grow fast. So if you could get them started today, keep the soil moist. When they sprout, give them plenty of sun. And, I mean, they're not going to be real early. But you're going to have some really good tomatoes. Like peppers, you're going to be too late. But this particular plant comes in pretty quick. Cucumbers, I mean, it's still too early to start cucumbers from seed. Squash is too early to start from seeds. But tomatoes, you could start now. They're going to be a little later, but you can motivate them with additional liquid fertilizer, and they'll do good. Now, your leeks, don't worry about it. Give them plenty of sun, and if it's a nice day out, where it's going to get into the 50s, put your containers with the leeks outside. Let them get that direct hot sun on them. Let them get that nice air moving on them. I was looking at the leeks here at Lake Street Gardens, and they're about the size of a wooden match. And to me, that's perfect at this time of the year. So it's still early. You should be feeding those leeks every week with like a high-strength solution of Miracle-Gro, or there's a great fertilizer by a company called Fertiloam called Blooming and Rooting. And it's a high-phosphorus fertilizer, water-soluble, and it will push plants into bloom. So for all of your flowering annuals, your vegetables that you need a bloom, like squashes and cucumbers, you need to have that flower on there to attract the bees for pollination. This is a great fertilizer, and it works very, very quickly. So if you can find it, Blooming and Rooting fertilizers, it will really get things motivated. So for now, Don't prune them back anymore since you've done it twice. You want to feed them to get more diameter, and you've been doing really well. When you get ready to plant, I'm not going to plant my onions or leeks for probably another 2 weeks. I'm going to pick up my plants here, but I'm going to wait a little bit longer till things warm up a little bit. But leeks, I found the secret. What you need to do is you don't plant them like you do regular onions. Regular onions get planted shallow, right on the surface of the soil. Last year, what I did with my leeks is I made a hole 3 inches deep, set my seedling into the hole, and covered 1 inch at the bottom. So I had a hole that was open 2 inches of open with a hole. And slowly, over the next month, I slowly filled in that hole as the leek began to grow. And I'm telling you, I had the best leeks last year. They grew, I'm going to say, 1 inch to 2 inches in diameter. And I had about 3 inches in the ground of white flesh and another 2 to 3 inches above the ground. So you've got to plant them deep, but you don't fill in the hole. 3-inch deep hole, set your little, looks like grass almost in it. Fill in the bottom inch to hold it up nice and straight, but you leave 2 inches of the hole there. And when it rains, it will slowly wash in. When you water, it will slowly wash in. And that's how you get the best leek. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. It's springtime, finally. So get excited. Get in the yard. Go to your garden center. Next week's Mother's Day, and Mom would love some beautiful plants for her yard, right? Think about it.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
If you want your lawn to look lush and green, it's time to step things up. Scott's 4-step annual program makes it easy. From an early spring feeding that also stops crabgrass before it starts, to late spring nourishment and weed control, to protection from the high summer heat, to building strong, deep roots for an early spring green up. Step up your lawn care today. Buy the Scott's 4-step annual program exclusively from the people you trust, the folks at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. foodsdirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's springtime, and if you're motivated, get to the nursery. If you live in southern New Hampshire, we're in Salem, New Hampshire, at Lake Street Gardens. They're open. Come on down. All kinds of specials. And one of the things that they have that is absolutely beautiful, if you're looking to put in a privacy hedge, they just got in some pines, fir, and spruce tree. And they're 5 to 6 foot tall, and today they are 30% off. It's their open house, and if you want some beautiful-looking trees, I mean, these are freshly dug. They're not left over from a year or two ago. They're beautiful, and they're 30% off. Beautiful perennials, and if you like the blue hydrangea, the endless summer hydrangea, they're normally $40. And they're on sale for their open house, $19.99. So come on down, say hello. We'd love to see you. They've got all the seeds that you need, onion sets, potatoes, seeds that you can plant in the ground, and all kinds of stuff. So come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2. And remember, from 1 to 5 is the Salem Farmers Market. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Peter from Maine, who has a question about a weed.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a lawn problem that I've ignored for quite a few years, and it's becoming a major problem. What I have is what I've identified as, I believe, is hawkweed. And it starts in small circles and the circles are growing wider and wider and wider. And what do I need to do to eradicate this hawkweed?
Okay. The first thing you're going to need to do is it actively growing now? I mean, do you see that it's beginning to green up and the plant's getting bigger?
Yes.
Okay. You have to wait until a weed is actively growing if you want to control or kill that plant. That's the only way that it does work. Okay, so yours is beginning, so that's a sign that you can now work on it. Being that it's in your lawn, you have to be careful what you use. If you were to use Roundup, for example, you would kill your entire lawn because Roundup or Cleanup is a non-selective weed killer. It kills everything. It doesn't hurt the soil, but it will kill everything that's there. So you need a broad leaf weed control. And one of the best ones on the market is made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. It's called Weed Beater Ultra. And you're going to take this product, you're going to put it down on a day like today where there is no rain in the forecast, blue sky, and it's going to warm up into the mid-60s for most of the New England area. And you want to get that weed killer on. And because hawkweed is so tough, you're going to come back in about 10 to 14 days, and you're going to hit it again. And remember, this Weed Beater Ultra is a weed killer that will not hurt the grass, but it will kill dandelions, chickweed, clover, all of your weeds that have a broad leaf to them. Now, plants are in two categories for the most part. Grass, which is called a monocot, and broadleaf plants are called dicots. So they can formulate a weed killer that will either kill grass or broadleaf. And you need the selective one that will kill only dicots, which are broadleaf weeds. But you've got to be careful. If you do it on a day that it's windy and you're putting Weed Beater Ultra or something like Weed Be Gone Max on your lawn and it's windy and that broadleaf weed killer blows on your English ivy or Pachysandra or even azaleas, you could kill those plants because they're a broadleaf plant. So a day like today where it's nice and calm, it's going to warm up, put your weed killer down, and then come back in 2 weeks and do it again. And it's going to work real, real well for you. This is the time of the year to get onto your lawn. Your dandelions are getting motivated. South of Portsmouth, they're in bloom. North of Portsmouth, they're thinking about it. So get ready. Get your coffee. Bring the radio with you, and let's get out in that yard today. We can do some planting. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, pea seeds, spinach. Let's get them in. And pansies, perennials, all types of perennials. Let's get planting.